Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Cullen Steele in studio. And on our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, former LSU pitcher. You hear him do television games for the Tigers. And he's also president and CEO of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame Foundation, Ronnie Rance. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. You had the big announcement today for the 2025 inductees to the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. So I'll let you go through them.
Well, Mike, I tell you, it's the greatest job in the world being the CEO of Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame Foundation, but the toughest job is selecting the Hall of Fame class. I'm one of 40 people who vote in August, and we announced today our 8-person Hall of Fame class for 2025. The event will take place 3 days. The events will take place the last week of June in 2025, but our classes consist of, first off, we'll start off with right there in New Orleans, Joe Sherman, the longtime head baseball coach at Delgado. He's only one, he'll now become one of only 5 father-son combinations in the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. His dad, Rag Sherman, is already in. Joe's been the coach at Delgado since 1990. Dale Weiner, longtime Catholic High football coach. He's been retired. He coached the likes of Warwick Dunn, Major Applewhite, many others, kind of built that powerhouse program. He's won over 300 games in high school football in the state of Louisiana, and which is sort of a benchmark for the Hall of Fame. Andrew Whitworth, the former Man of the Year in the NFL, national champion, LSU 2003, and, of course, you watch him now on Amazon and the NFL Network and does a great job. He's going into the Hall of Fame class. Vicki Johnson, she is the last of the great Louisiana Texter basketball players, finished there in 1999, an All-American, played 13 years in the WNBA, coaches in the WNBA now. She is in the Hall. Danny Granger from New Orleans. And, of course, Ben Franklin High School, NBA two-time All-Star, averaged over 21 points a game 3 years in a row in the NBA, had great years with the Indiana Pacers. Danny Granger going in 2025. He's going to be joined also with April Burkholder. April Burkholder would be on the Mount Rushmore of LSU gymnasts. She was a great gymnast, a multiple All-American national champion. She's already in the LSU Hall of Fame. She's going into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Two more people to tell you about. George Bobby Swallow won a national championship multiple times as a boxer at LSU in the 50s when they had boxing. 3-time national champion in his weight division there. Went on to be a high school coach in football for many years over in the Ville Platte area. And then lastly, Danny Broussard, who is 6th in America right now as a high school basketball coach at St. Thomas More. He is currently 6th in the country, still coaching, still very active, still going to win numerous more games. He's going in 2025. And, oh, by the way, in the state of Louisiana, they currently have the number 3 coach, Charles Smith, who went in 2019. He's the head coach at Peabody. So the state of Louisiana has the number 3 and number 6. Winning as high school basketball coaches in America. And, oh, by the way, both of them are still active.
Wow. Danny is Ricky Broussard. You know, people on the bayou know Ricky because Ricky, I think this is a younger brother. Because Ricky coached at Nicholls State, coached at LSU, was an assistant coach there, was the head coach with the Colonels for so many years. So I'm glad to see Danny getting in. He has put up some unbelievable numbers, and I knew with Danny Granger he would eventually get in. I talked to a couple people who had votes on it, and they told me, you know, he's got to get in there. But just how difficult that is, Ronnie, from a standpoint of how many people – actually get nominated from this, and kind of the process of winning it down to if it's 8 or 10 that go in each year?
So this year there were probably about 150 people, 150 to 160 people that made it to the initial ballot. And the initial ballot is already somewhat weaned through because you can go online at lasportshall.com, go check out lasportshall.com to learn more about these Hall of Famers and others. But you can go on there and click on the Hall of Fame tab, and it'll show you how to nominate a candidate. Well, just because you nominate somebody doesn't mean they end up on the official ballot. So to just get to the ballot is impressive. And then from the 150, 160 people, person name, we wean that down to about 50 through our Hall of Fame Foundation Board and all the sports writers for the LSWA. They vote in the month of July and early August. And then from that, we get to about a 50-person, 60-person list. And then we have a 40-person meeting. And this year was in Baton Rouge at LSU, and it's made up of sports writers and broadcasters. It's made up of past Hall of Famers, some of our current board members as well. And those 40 people select the 8-person class. And it's very much like selecting a pope in the Vatican. And you go in a room, everybody's got their favorites, and then the white smoke comes up, and there's your list.
Ronnie, Bob and I talk about this all the time. It is one of the real hidden gems in the state of Louisiana, Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame in Natchitoches. One, Natchitoches, man, you go there in the fall, it is gorgeous to go there. But to see the Hall of Fame there, the Sports Hall of Fame, if you haven't done it, take a trip there. It is really something to see. And for a lot of people, some of the players that are in there, men and women, you would have no idea they have a connection to the state of Louisiana. We are so correct. Blessed in this area to have so many talented young men and women that have gone on to either coach or to play at the highest level. And it's such a great facility to go to in Natchitoches.
No, you're right. It's by the way, the museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4:30 p.m. And it's right on the banks of the Cane River. And obviously the best time of the year to go to Natchitoches, Louisiana, is the weekend before Thanksgiving all the way till the first of the year. During that 6-7 weeks is when the Christmas lights are lit up, and it's just spectacular. But there's so many greats. We know about football, baseball, basketball stars. It's the other sports that, to me, those human interest stories are the most amazing.
Ronnie, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. We'll have you back on to talk a little bit more about it as it gets closer. But another great class. Guys do a fantastic job. And again, I don't live close to Natchitoches, so to speak. I still live on the bayou. But it is one of the real gems in this state to go visit, the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Sports fan, non-sports fan, to go over there. And what you said, late November into December, man, it is really nice.
Yeah, it really is. Well, thank you for having me on the phone. Really appreciate it. And we look forward to honoring those Hall of Famers next June. And folks can go to lasportshall.com for more info. We'll have tickets on sale in a few weeks as well.
Thank you, Ronnie. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Ronnie Rance, former LSU baseball pitcher, also does baseball coverage on television for LSU, and is the president and CEO of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame Foundation. And you can find out all that information. Go to LouisianaSportsHallOfFame.com and get all that of all the people that are in there.